Thank you for tuning in to the season finale of the Multiverse Jump Rangers podcast, Next Generation. This is a fan-made podcast made of love. We are in no relations to Saban, Hasbro, Boom Studios, Bloodline and the Grid, or any of the such. This is a fan-made project made out of love by fans for fans. So let's get this show on the road. It's Morphin time!
What's up, Ranger fans? It's your boy Steve Cardenas, aka Rocky the Red Power Ranger, and you are listening to the Multiverse Rangers podcast.
Hey, it's Penny. The next generation, the real cast, made her way to Earth to help the Rangers. At the second command center, Lookout is shut down. The next gen found the other half of the mask, and in the city, General Drifter and Bloodwing sent Boomstar to destroy the Rangers. What will happen? Only time will tell. So suit up, Ranger Nation. It's Morphin time!
And Penny, the name is Broodwing. Broodwing!
Broodwing!
Episode 25, The Real Cast Returns, and the Search for the Cyber Code Rescue Powers, Part 1.
Whatever this is, it needs to be locked up. But there is one thing. Does anyone know what this is?
The others are trying to find out what it is. In the city, the gunslingers are still fighting Boomstar.
You can't win, Rangers!
We need to help to destroy Boomstar.
You're right, Mike.
He tries to calm Jonathan, but everything is still shut down.
I tried the comms, Jonathan. It's not, and nothing's working.
Well, looks like it's fucked us.
He looks at the others.
We fucked the worst before. We ain't giving up now, partner.
Yeah. And not just that, we still gotta find out where General Drifter is.
Well, sliding sideways, you're right, DJ. But let's finish this monster.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going to stand around and let this monster beat us.
I wish I could morph, but Psychoaqua has my morpher.
Back at the second command center Lookout, the Rangers are trying to find out what Luna found in the game room.
We need to find out what this is, but everything is still down. Oh boy, is there no way we can get a hold of Dr. K and the others?
Joshua punches his hand.
Whatever made everything shut down, we go through a wall.
You're right, bro. And I be happy to join you by putting whoever it is through a door.
Really, you two with the walls and doors? You're definitely Auntie Lisa and Uncle Randy's kids, that's for sure.
Hey,
whatever the thing is, we need to find out what it is and stop.
How can we find out what is it when everything is shut down?
At the first command center Lookout, Dr. K picks up a strange reading coming from the second command center Lookout. as Dr. K is trying to find out what the strange reading is, Maria feels a strong power coming from somewhere as she walks into Dr. K's workshop.
Dr. K, I feel a strong power coming from somewhere. Yeah, I'm picking up some kind of strange reading from the secondary, from the second CC lookout, but it seems that everything is shut down and I'm trying to reroute the power to the second CC lookout. But is there a way that we can get to the CC lookout, Dr. K? There is? There is a tunnel that leads to the second CC lookout, but it hasn't been used for a while. But where is it, Dr. K? Give me time to find out what. Find out, and then you can be on your way.
As Dr. K is looking for the tunnel to the second CC lookout, meanwhile, in the city, the gunslingers and cats are still fighting Boomstar.
Cat, you might want to stay back for this.
Why is that, Maya?
Because we are going to make this monster pay.
She looks at AJ, JR, DJ, Scully, and Penny.
Are you guys ready to finish this?
You can count on me. Yeah.
Let's go to Boomstar. What we are made of.
All right. Let's round up Boomstar and destroy him once and for all.
Yahoo! We finish you up, Boomstar.
You can't destroy your A-chairs.
Gunslinger!
At the first command center lookout, Dr. K found the tunnel to the second CC lookout.
The tunnel should lead you to the second CC lookout, Maria. Thanks, Dr. K, and please let the others know what is happening. And that, please. No worries, Maria. I will take this with you. What is it, Dr. K? This is a backup software for the second CC's lookout. And please hand it to Asya. Don't worry, I got this, Dr. K.
Maria starts to go to the tunnel for the second CC lookout. Meanwhile, in the city, Maya and the others are wondering what is going on.
Son, I think the other might be in trouble, and I think we need to go back.
How are we going to do that exactly there, Maya?
Scully is right. How are we going to do that?
Maya might be right, Ernest. We need to get back to the others.
Whoa, okay. Normally I'm not the voice of reason. Hold on. We honestly don't know what we're walking into.
AJ's got a point, but yeah, there has to be a way to get back to base.
There is a tunnel to get to the base.
Please take us to the tunnel, Cap.
What are you waiting for?
Meanwhile, Maria is in the tunnel on her way to the second CC lookout at the same time that Maya and the others are on their way to the tunnel. Back at the second CC lookout, the other rangers are trying to work out how or what they can do.
We need to find a way to get everything back online, guys.
If only we have a backup software to get everything back on.
The only one who has the backup software is Mom, and there is no way to get to the first CC lookout, sis.
I have to agree with Andy on this. I really don't.
If only we can get when you find a way, but we need to find out what this is.
She's looking at half of the mask.
Whatever it is, we need something. We need someone about that. Whatever it is, we need some help fast.
If I am not mistaken, this could be half of a mask that belonged to Dark Lisa, the leader of the Dark Rangers. I could be wrong.
Dark Rangers? How did they come about, then, Mick?
I'm not sure. I don't have all the information about the Dark Rangers.
So what you're telling us, Mick, this mask was, or where, the Dark Ranger leader's mask?
Toho, he might be onto something here, guys. And if it does turn out to be the fact that it was Dark Lisa's mask, all I gotta say is be prepared for more wall shoving and destroying. Oh, boy.
I don't care who the owner of the mask is. All I know is that we need to be careful and watch our back at all costs.
Leroy might be is absolutely right. I dealt with the original Lisa. Lisa is bad enough with the walls, but if there's a Dark Lisa involved, I bet mountains and cliffs are going to be involved too. So, yeah, but I hope that we don't need to deal with that. As the team is talking about the Dark Rangers in the tunnels, Maria is almost arriving at the second CC lookout as Maya, AJ, DJ, RJ, Scully, Penny, and Cass are not far behind.
Cass, are you sure you know the way through the tunnels?
I do, because I have been through these tunnels before, Maya.
Okay, then.
Well, keep away, Porcupine.
Well, partner, show us the way.
I don't know about you guys, but we need to hurry up and fast.
JR's right. We need to get to base and quick.
We need to get out of these tunnels and fast.
In the mountains, Mistress Zed, Ivan Ooze, Cyber Camille, and Sledge are trying to find a way to get the other half of the mask.
You ninny! Need to find a way to get the other half of the mask in now!
Oh, of course your evilness. My Tengu warriors will find them in no time.
Those bird brains can't find a stop sign if it hit their beaks. I have a plan that will actually, well, work.
You hold your tongue, woman.
You have a better chance than Sandra to come up with a plan that actually works than this bird brain you call children.
Shut up! You mutated rust bucket. Look at Cyber Camille.
She then looks at Cyber Camille.
So, what's the great plan you have?
I'm glad you asked. How about we create a Dark Ranger of our own, and they can find what's find the other half of the mask for us.
That could actually work.
She looks over at Sledge.
Now that's a plan. Maybe you should be more like Cyber Camille.
She laughs evilly.
Oh, because that really worked out for the last set of Dark Rangers.
Sledge says completely sarcastically. As Mistress Zed, Ivan Ooze, and Sledge are sort of working on bringing their own Dark Rangers, mostly arguing. At the second CC lookout, the Rangers are trying to work out what they are going to do with the half of the mask they have, as Maria arrives at the second CC lookout from the tunnel.
I made it.
She looks around and sees that everything is shut down.
This is bad.
She walks around.
Hello.
Shane hears something.
Someone
else is inside too. Luna looks at Shane.
That one is Maria, you dumb dumb.
Hey, how was I supposed to know that was Maria's voice, knucklehead?
Is that all you can help with, knucklehead, you donut?
Oh, really? Do you think it's better to calling someone a pastry, mama's girl?
Oh, you can talk, daddy boy.
Look, at least I was able to manifest my children first, unlike you, weirdo.
Oh, look here. You hothead, why you don't go and get Maria? Oh, one more thing. It takes time to get a element. Daddy boy.
You know what? Maybe if we're less of a know-it-all, you'd be able to.
Shane then walks away to find Maria. Maria then is also walking around.
Hello, is anybody here?
Shane, creating a small flame to light the way.
Maria, if you can see the flame, walk towards it.
Shane, is that you? If so, I am by the meeting room?
She stays by the meeting room.
Okay. I'm on my way.
Okay.
Shane carefully walks to the meeting room to meet with Maria.
Okay, Shane.
As she waits for Shane, to be continued, will the next generation be able to restore power? Will the backup contain the data that they need? Will the gunslingers and Cash be able to reach the second CC lookout through the tunnel? What do all the villains have in store for the Rangers next? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat all of this evil state of the multiverse? Stay tuned, Ranger Nation! All the big energy tears. Then you gave Spike all the push and punch. Not to mention the Dragonade.
Well, where did we get more? did you go borrow more from those nerds?
As these two are arguing, Jahiel walks by sipping his Galaxy Grenade from the Dubby energy line. Bulk sees this and walks over to him.
Hey, there you go. Where'd you get that, Dubby?
Yeah, where? Bulky and I finished ours, and we still come, and we want to get more. So where do we get it?
you two numbskulls crack me up. But you can go to www.dubby.gg, where you can get your Dubby fix. It's jitterless energy, made from coffee extract. They also have great swag that you can show your support for Dubby proudly, like t-shirts, hats, stickers, pins, that sort of thing.
Hey, this is great, Bulky. But we're kind of on a budget too, you know.
Yeah, we're between jobs. The Gunstone fired us.
Well, that's no problem. See, we have a promo code that you can use to get 10% off of your purchase. It's PR Multiverse. All caps, no spaces. That's some good Galaxy Grenade. Dubby, it's a top-of-the-line energy drink and energy booster that gives me what I need to tackle the day and own the week. As well as any challenges that come with it, like YouTube Gnome's goals. Either way, it's also good for content creators and gamers of all sorts. It is Jitterless Energy, made with coffee fruit extract that comes in so many delicious flavors, like the Galaxy Grenade I have here, and no added preservatives.
All can all nod and go to their computer and start ordering.
Oh, Jahil.
Yes?
Where is my push and punch?
I don't know. I'm sipping on some Galaxy Grenade right here.
Okay, then. Well, remember to go to www.gg and place your promo code PR Multiverse and save 10% off of your purchase. Dubby Energy, delicious, jealous energy.
Some power resistor racing. Hey everybody, Andy here. We have made it to the way the second season looked up by the tunnels. Everything is still shut down. As the gunslingers was cast, hey, Mick here. Let me have some fun. Made their way to the tunnels to get to the second lookout. But what happened? Only time will tell. So suit up, Ranger Nation. It is time to find out.
Time to show you how it's done. Scorpion time!
Episode 26, The Real Kaz Returns, and the Search for Cybercode Rescue Powers, Part 2. Shane makes his way to Maria as she's at the meeting room, and at the mountains, Mr. Zed, Ivan Ooze, Sledge, and Cyber Camille come up with the temporary Dark Rangers before the real Dark Rangers come to life.
Shane sees Maria.
What a surprise. Is everything okay?
First off, I need to see Asia to hand this software to her. And secondly, I need to talk to the others about something.
Honestly, if we're able to get these lights back on, I'll take you to Asia myself.
Thanks, Shane.
As they make their way to the others at the mountains, Mistress said, Ivan Ooze, Sledge, and Cyber Camille are coming up with a plan. She is very...
We need to destroy these power fools before they become stronger. We need them off one by one. Picked off one by one.
Well... You should talk to that cyber lizard about that.
Last time I checked, lizard has gone to short team of teenagers. Not once, but twice. You guys really want to make it a third time?
Hey, I don't see any of you has-beens coming up with any ideas.
We wouldn't be here if you could do your job.
I could say the same thing to you.
Somewhere in the city, General Drifter and Gruber came up with a new plan to destroy the Rangers.
Boomstar failed us! And it is your fault, Brimwing!
It's not my fault that Boomstar failed. How was I supposed to know he was useless?
Then find me a monster that can destroy the Rangers! And if this monster fails, I'll destroy you where you stand!
Ha 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 ha. Many have tried, but very well, General Drifter.
He walked off to the expo to find a very powerful monster.
There you are, Vexicon. You will destroy the Rangers.
Back at the second CC lookout, the Rangers are still trying to find a way to get everything back online as Maria and Shin head to the games room.
How long has everything been shut down for, Shane?
It's for quite some time now, but we obviously can't find the cause behind it.
Look, I'm here with a cell phone from Dr. K.
Great.
Shane thinks to himself.
She'll be fine, but I need to get this software to Asia. If I'm not mistaken, someone would meet up in the games room, right?
Yeah, well, except for Joshua and Jalen, they're probably in the training room anyway. Let's find Asia.
As the others are in the game room, with half of Dark Lisa's mask, Maria and Shane walk into the room as well.
Maria, it's good to see you. And what brings you here?
I'm here to give Asia the software from her mom. And I'm here to talk to you all about something. Plus, what on earth is Dark Lisa's mask here?
Well, Luna found half of it glowing in some secret room. Also, we're trying to figure out that too. So, yeah.
Back up 1 second. Did you just say Dark Lisa as the leader of the Dark Rangers, Maria? Yes, I did, Izzy. And there is something you, Josh, and Jalen should know about. But first, we need everything back on first.
Don't worry, as long as I can get back up software up and running, everything should be back on.
She then goes off and gets to work.
And I really hope we can get the lights back on soon. This is starting to creep me out, man.
I hope so too, because this is a way to creep, and I hope Asia will be able to get everything back up and running soon.
Meanwhile, at the moon base, Emperor Demise to the tanks, General Black, and the Cyclones are coming up with an evil plan.
Demotas! Make yourself useful and find a way to destroy the Rangers! Oh, my head hurts just thinking for the both of us. And take a shower!
Deotox sniffs her armpit.
I don't smell that bad, and I'll come up with an excellent plan.
You smell like rotten fish, Deotox. Mine, why don't the cycles take care of the powerfuls for us?
Well, it seems my top general has to always think for you. Diva Tox. You will make sure that the Psycho Rangers destroy those spandex wearing minis. And if they fail, don't even think about showing your ugly face there again!
Ugh. Fine, I'll show you all!
She looked at the Psycho Rangers.
Let's go, bozos!
As Diva Tox and the Psycho Rangers head to Earth, back at the second command center lookout, Asia is working on the backup software.
Come on, work, will you?
She keeps putting the codes in Just then, the lights and everything comes back on.
There, now we've got power and light.
At long last, we got lights.
Yeah, and now we can find out more about this map.
Well, I'm gonna help you see with the Zords. See ya.
Well, I might give Akia a hand with the coding.
Hey, I'm not good with coding, but I'll help anywhere I can. Just let me know.
We can all do this together. We all have our parts and roles. Now let's make a program and execute them perfectly.
Joshua face palms.
Really, Leroy? Anyway, Sakura, can I talk to you privately for a moment?
Sakura then looks at Joshua.
What is it you want to talk about me and me about you, Josh?
Listen, I admire how you take everything so positively and quickly come up with a solution. I really like and was wondering, would you go out with
Josh, remember you were shy and Izzy was with you at that time? I will go out with you.
Joshua throws a fist in the air.
Yes! Let's go! Oh, sorry.
Just then, Maya, DJ, AJ, JR, Scully, Penny, and Cass are at second command center lookout as the other Rangers are talking about the mask with Maria. While this is happening, the Psycho Rangers arrive in the city to cause destruction to it.
The Rangers will be destroyed! Ha ha hee!
Blasting away in the city.
Yeah, I said that pop out.
Let's destroy the city.
And he's blasting away.
We need to get the other half of the mask and bring that Lisa. Don't we need to stick to the plan?
She looks at the other psycho.
And how are we meant to get the other half of the mask, Psycho Aqua?
You didn't forget. I can disguise as the Silver Porcupine Ranger.
Yes, we remember, and that you can disguise yourself.
Back at the second command center lookout, the alarms go off as everyone looks at the monitors.
It seems that these wannabe Rangers want to fight. Then why don't we show them what we can do as a team, Rangers? Let's see what we can. Let's show them what we can do.
Yeah, let's show them what we can do, bro.
Let's show them what the Wild Race is and
the Time Guardians can do. And put them through some doors at the same time.
Oh boy! Don't forget about the walls as well, sis. Jeez.
I'll never.
Like as you think, they never give up and never back down for no one.
I agree. You never give up, so let's do this, guys.
Lucky that none of us are going through walls or doors with Jalen and Joshua around. Sheesh. I hate to be that guy.
I agree. And what are we waiting for?
This is going to be wild, y'all.
Let's go, and no holding back.
Before you go, there is some kind of power that is coming from the mountains, and I need Asya, Joshua, Jonathan, Sammy, Luna, Josh, Kuzu to go to the mountains to find this power.
Guys, on.
You go and find a power while me and the others handle the cycles.
You're sure, Iggy? We are 18 after all.
Asia, I'm sure about this. Plus, if things get out of hand, we'll cool you.
Okay, let's find the power, and I think Cash should come along with us.
Yeah, and what kind of power it is, we need to find it before anyone does.
You got that right.
Luna is right about this. We don't need it to fall in the wrong hands, you know, after all, guys.
All right, then it's settled. Let's go find the power. While Izzy, Jalen, Maverick, Jade, JT, Andy, and Shane deal with the psychos.
Okay, guys, let's do this. I'm gonna light this half of the mask away before anything else happens.
That's a great idea, Maria.
As Maria goes off to lock away the mask, the next generation gets into two groups while the psychos are destroying the city.
Come, yeah! Where are you, wherever you are, Rangers? Yeah!
Let's make more destruction, and then I can make more moves to go into their basement.
For once, I agree. Let the chaos reign.
Chaos. Chaos. Yeah, distraction. Just then, Maverick, Jade, JT, Andy, and Shane, and Jalen arrive in the city, while Jonathan, Sammy, Asya, Joshua, Kuzu, and Luna arrive in the mountains.
All right, guys. Whatever this power is, we need to fight it fast, and no matter what comes our way, we'll destroy it.
To be continued. Will Jonathan and his team be able to find the new power? Will the Psycho Rangers be able to destroy Izzy and her team? Will Psycho Aqua get the other half of Lisa's mask to work? Will their plan work? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat all of this evil and save the multiverse? Only time will tell. Stay tuned, Ranger Nation.
Crystal powered morpher, field 5,
CC lookout, we see two rangers, Bakugo and Izzy, in the training room working hard and training hard. But now feeling out of breath and exhausted, Chris decides to join them. Well hydrated while sipping his monkey madness, Chris sees the exhausted rangers and can't help but snicker.
Hey, yo, Chris, how are you so energized?
Yeah, Chris. Usually at this point in the week, I'm beat. But what's your secret, dude?
Chris sips his monkey madness.
Well, kids, I'm glad you asked that. I keep myself energized and hydrated from the W hydration line.
The W? What? What's that?
It's a top-of-the-line energy drink and energy booster that gives me what I need to take on the day, as well as the villains that come along our way. You know, this is how the Multiverse Rangers did it. It's genderless energy made with coffee fruit extract that comes in so many delicious flavors and no added preservatives. Here, you guys want to try some of this galaxy grenade I have? It's real delicious.
Thanks, Chris, but a quick question. What's if there's financial struggles, you know, heroes on a budget and all? Is there a way we can save a few bucks?
Yeah, you can go to www.w.gg and enter the promo code PRMultiverse, all caps in one word. By doing this, you'll save 10% off your entire order. They also have great swag and merchandise that you can show your support for W proudly.
Like hats! As that's being said, a disturbance can be seen on the computer screens.
Okay, guys. We need to return to Ops, and we got a mission coming up. Jonathan, it's your dad. We're on our way. I hope you guys are energized. It's time for a gold rush!
Okay, this works.
Remember, go to www.w.gg, place in the promo code PRMultiverse, all caps, one word, no spaces, and save 10% off your entire purchase. W Energy, delicious, jitterless energy.
On Power Rangers Next Generation. Hi, this is Maria here. I just arrived at the second CT command center as everything was shut off. And I had something for Asia, which was the software. Asia?
I'm here. The Deco Rangers are destroying everything but have entered the mine. Mr. Stead, I believe that General Griffin has in mind for the Rangers. Only time will tell. So do not break the nation. It's time to find out.
Episode 27.
The Return of Dark Lisa and the Search for the Cybercode Rescue Powers. Part 3!
Looky what we have here. The wannabe rangers again. Who can't beat us.
Cause these wannabe rangers can't be at our level. Let alone Jalen's level.
He looks at Jalen.
Really, cuz just you wait. When we get back to the base. But through those wannabes, Rangers, we're going through so many doors.
let's show these wannabe Rangers what we can do.
Man, I agree with you on that. But this time for us to know we smack down on these wannabe Rangers.
You are lucky that Luna isn't here, Shane, but start the fight.
These Grumpy Rangers won't know what hit them.
Psycho Aqua goes off to the second CC lookout, while in the mountains, Jonathan, Sammy, Luna, Joshua, Asia, Kaz, and Kuzu are looking for the power that Maria asked them to find.
Where is this power? It's got to be here somewhere.
We will find that power that Maria asked us to find.
Jonathan is right. And no matter what, we will find this power.
If any monsters come our way, please don't get in my way. I'll be happy to send them through some trees.
As Jonathan, Sammy, Joshua, Kuzu, Asia, and Luna are looking for the powers, Mistress Zed sees the Rangers in the mountains, not far from her base.
The Rangers are not far from here.
As she holds her head.
Mistress Zed, you want me and Sledge to handle the Rangers?
Last time, you and Sledge failed. Now, I'm going to bring back an old friend to destroy them.
As Mitch just said, opens a portal. At this second, CC lookout, Psycho Aqua disguises herself as Cass and walks in and sees the other Rangers in the base.
Cass, what are you doing back? And where are the others?
They are fighting at the mountains, and they asked me to come back.
As she looks at Mick, then Mick thinks to himself,
"Oh, at least they're looking out for you."
That is true, Mick.
As she sees the half mask locked up.
What is that, Mick?
Oh, that is half of Thought Use's mask, which Lena found in the games room.
Cass then looks at the half mask.
So Lena found it in the games room?
Back in the city, Izzy and the others are fighting the psychos, and in the mountains, Jonathan and the others are still looking for the powers.
You've been looking for hours. My paws and feet are killing me.
We need to keep looking for the power.
I agree, Asya. Let's not give up.
In Mr. Zed's base, Camille sees the Rangers not far from there. As Cyber Camille goes to the throne room where Mistress Zed and Ivan Ooze are.
Mistress Zed, I have some bad news.
What is it, Cyber Camille? Oh my god.
There are Rangers not that far from the base, and it looks like they are looking for something.
Mistress Zed then holds her hand.
Rangers, destroy them!
Cyber Camille leaves to face the Rangers with the putties, Tengu and Rinchi.
Great! This is all we need right now. Hiya!
Let's spend the Cyber Can back where she came from.
Joshua looks at Cyber Camille.
Let me send this Cyber Lizard through a wall.
Cyber Camille and the Rangers start the fight, and in the city, Izzy and the others are fighting the Psycho Rangers. And back at the second CC lookout, Psycho Aqua has disguised as Cass. She's planning her next move to get the other half of the mask.
Mick, may I hold the mask, please?
She says with an evil smile on her face.
Sure, Cass. I don't see why not.
As Mick unlocks the case and hands it over to Cass.
Here you go, Cass.
Thanks, Mick.
And then she changes into her true form of Psycho Aqua.
Ha ha ha, you fool! You should have realized that you got played!
As she teleports away with the mask.
Oh, this is bad. Very, very bad.
As Mick comes, Jonathan and Izzy.
Jonathan, Izzy, I have some very, very bad news.
What is it, Mick?
Aqua took the mask and she disguised herself as Cass.
This is great. This is not what we need right now.
Yeah, and that means big trouble. And now she's got the other half of the mask.
That means she's going to bring back Dark Lisa.
Great.
Yeah. As the fight between the two groups continues, Psycho Aqua teleports to Mistress Zed's base where Ivan Ooze is.
What are you doing here?
I have something that Ivan Ooze wants.
And what is that?
The other half of the mask to bring Dark Lisa back.
Just then, Ivan Ooze hears Psycho Aqua say this, and he runs into the throne room.
You got the other half of the mask, my Psycho Aqua.
Yes, my lord.
Good. Now it's time to bring back Dog Lisa.
As he says that, Ivanhoe gets a hold of the two halves and puts them together as a dark light starts to bring back Dark Lisa as she stands there as powerful as ever.
I'm back. It's time to destroy the Purple Falcon Ranger, a.k.a. the Hunter, after what she did to me years ago.
Easy, Dark Lisa. All in due time. But first, we need to destroy a new team of Rangers. First, before they destroy the Multiverse Rangers.
A new team of Rangers, you say? Well then, that means I have to bring back my Dark Rangers again. But first, there is a power that might help us.
What kind of power are you talking about, Dark Lisa?
This power I am on about is called the Cyber Code Rescue, which I made, and I know where it is.
Tell the Cyber Code Rescue where it is.
Dark Lisa tells them where the Cyber Code Rescue is, in the mountains. Jonathan and his team are fighting Cyber Camille in the city. Izzy and her team are fighting the Psycho Rangers.
Guys, we got big trouble. Psycho, I got the other half of the mask.
Great.
That's all we need. But can I please put these psychos through some mini doors? Please, Izzy. Please, guys.
Normally, I try to talk him out of that frame of mind. However, I'm getting tired of these wannabes. So, Jalen, smash.
Okay, that's it. I've had enough of these cosplaying freaks. Time to kick it up a notch.
I know I haven't been here long, but these wannabe rangers are doing my head, and I think it's time to let Jalen go wild.
I say we're the Demolition Squad, handle these Psycho Rangers.
But please don't let Jalen go wild, because there won't be any doors left.
You think that you're going to put us through doors, little girl? Think again.
Not a little girl.
This little girl doesn't know what she's up against.
Just then, Jalen throws Psycho Blue through a door as the rest of the psychos see just what happened. Back at the mountain, Jonathan and his team are still fighting Camille.
I never thought looking for new powers was going to be so tough.
Yeah, especially with Cyber Camille getting in our way.
And I think it's time to let Josh go wild.
With pleasure. Oh yeah, it's time for some Walls Lizard Lips.
Oh boy, here we go with the Walls again.
And the mistress says this. Dark Lisa tells them what Cyber Code Rescue is.
As you know, I made the Cyber Core Rescue powers, and the power fools has known I know where I'll put them.
So, these powers, you did not want these? You need these for your Dark Rangers?
I need my Dark Rangers, but one thing I need is DNA to bring them back.
DNA, you say? Then I'll give you all the DNA you need, Dark Lisa.
The only DNA I need is Reyes. Jail. and whoever's DNA I need.
Why do you need DNA to bring back your Dark Ranger?
Why, you ask? I tell you why, Mistress said. Because they are better than your generals.
Dark Lisa does have a point. There, Mistress said.
Meanwhile, back in the mountains, Jonathan and his team are still in battle with Cyber Camille. And in the city, Izzy and her team are still in a battle with the Psycho Rangers.
Okay, guys, huddle up. I have an idea.
What's your idea, Jonathan?
Let's teleport to the city and meet up with Izzy and the others.
Good idea, Jonathan.
Let's do it, bro.
I'm with you on that one, Jonathan. Seems like we got to take a rain check on those walls, Lizard Breath.
Jonathan and his team teleport to the city with Izzy and her team. Cyber Camille follows him.
I am coming to get you, Rangers.
She calls for the Cogs, Putties, Tengu, and Sporax monsters.
Destroy the Rangers!
Guys, we got big trouble heading our way.
Let's head to Izzy and the others fast and quick as possible.
I am way ahead of you, Goo-Goo.
Izzy looking for Jonathan.
Izzy looks around to see if Jonathan and his team.
Any local looking for the palace?
No, we haven't, sis. But we brought company with us.
We drop kicked Psycho Gold into a wall.
Watch it, Izzy.
Boy! You paper ranger.
He runs towards Joshua.
And bring it on, Gold Wannabe.
Gladly.
Cyber Camille, the Psychos, Putties, Tengu's, Cogs, and the Sporax monsters fight the Rangers, and back in the mountains, Mistress said Ivy News along with Dark Lisa watch the battle. On the moon, Emperor Demise, General Black, and Divatox watch as well. Meanwhile, in the city, the Rangers destroy the Tengu's, Putties, Cogs, and the Sporax monsters. The Cyber Camille and the Psychos teleport away.
I think we need to head back to base, guys.
Yeah. JT's right, guys. We need to head back and let Zordon, Demetra, and Gosei know what is going on. Plus, Mick as well. Yeah.
Whatever's going on, we need to let everyone know.
Annie is right. We better let everyone know.
The next gen teleports to the second CC lookout to let Zordon, Demetria, Gosei, and the others know what is going on.
Rangers, we are well aware of what is happening.
We know that Dark Lisa is back in high demand as well.
We need to find a way to come against all odds. If we keep working together, we will come against all odds.
We're Rangers. No matter what, we will win this battle.
Yeah. Let's show Mistress Zed that Cyber Lizard, Sledge, Ivan Ooze, Emperor Demise, General Black, Divatox, and all the other villains, including those psycho wannabes, who we are.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Show them what they're made of.
We will come against all odds, Izzy.
Let's do it, guys.
As the next gen are coming up with ways that against all odds for Emperor Demise, General Black, Divatox, Mistress Zed, Ivan Ooze, Cyber Camille, Sledge, Dark Lisa, Psycho Rangers, General Drifter, and Broodwing, And let's not forget King Mondo and Queen Machina. They're still out there, are coming up with ways to destroy the next gen. The end? Who knows? Will there be a second season of the next gen? Maybe. Stay tuned and find out. And may the power protect us all. Also, this goes out to everyone listening. Thank you for your support. And this is in loving memory of a great mentor, a great ranger, Jason David Frank.
We just finished off season one of Next Generation, brand new project that we had going. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it and been along with the ride. And we come now to the usual part of the night where we go give our usual shout outs. So let's start off with, I'll go with who requested first because I know he had his hand up first, and then I'll go down. Let's start with Joseph and then go with Elijah next.
All right, first, I have a very, very important, very special shout-out. If you enjoyed this season very much, I want you all who are listening to give a very special thank you, very special round of applause to the writer of this season, our leader, the one and only Rachel right here. Give her a big round of applause. Give her a big thank you. Tell her what you thought of the episodes because she loves getting good feedback and everything. Secondly,
please leave your comments on the feed as well. It helps us out.
And secondly, I want to rip this Band-Aid off as quickly as possible because I know that that is going to break somebody. I want to give a special shout out to Tessa Rao, who gave us a wonderful shout out, a wonderful cameo. I wanted to rip that Band-Aid off because I know it's going to break a certain person here. And second, I want to give I also want to give a special shout out to a person who's listening, the person who gave us our theme song, Mr. Ron Wasserman.
Yeah.
And I will turn it over to the next person who wants to give some shout outs.
I should go ahead.
All right. So first off, I want to give a shout out to the entire crew here who without this wouldn't be possible. Without this amazing crew, you know, this whole production wouldn't be possible, but it wouldn't be possible without the fans and the listeners either. So to all of you who have been keeping up with our antics in season one and later, thank you so much for staying tuned and listening. We really do appreciate it. Second, I wanna give a special shout out to one of our members who unfortunately was not able to make it here tonight, Raphael, my brother by choice. We know you're going through a difficult time right now, brother. And just know that we are here for you. Our hearts and our prayers go out to you and your family, brother.
Yeah.
Raphael, a special message from me to you, my man. I know exactly what you're going through. I've been through the exact type of thing myself. If you have any questions, please come talk to me. I will be here to help you out.
Right. I got a few shout-outs I got to say. First of all, from the very beginning, is our first ever interview with David J. Building, the DiFilippos. Then also to Grim the Dragon Tamer and Mike Patron from Combat in the Grid.
Yes, sir.
And there is a few other shout outs that I would like to say, but I will pass them over to our AKA Chris.
Okay, well, I'll take care of two of them for you. The lovely K Catherine and Sutherland and Nakia Baris, we cannot thank you guys enough. And you just recently picked up a new member of the Power Rangers Playback crew as well. Our own Raphael joined you guys, so we thank you. And I'm glad another Multiverse Ranger came to the Playback family. So with that also being said, I'll shift that over to my beautiful wife, Becky, who's got a shout out of her own. No? You don't?
Yes, what about? I will do a shout out to my favorite voice actress, Barbara Goodson. And to my grandson, who's also been loved by Zoe, too. He loves him. So, yeah, we all love our little fans. So I shout out to our little fans. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, he's there, Cosmic Orb.
We got, I think, Demi's got some shout-outs he wants to say.
I want to give his shout-out. I don't know if he's already been done. I've been listening. Jason Font. I want to give a special shout-out to Karen Ash, who I ran into this past weekend twice.
Karen, your email is out there.
It has been sent, Karen. I made sure of it. I talked to them right after I talked to you, so it was out there. So, another one that I can't think of the name. Who is it? Oh, yeah! Dead Software, who gave out a special, shout out, Justin Nemo. Anybody else? I think I'll pass that on to our. The one and only
Bakugo, I know he's got some. easily. People that have been with us since day one, our fans, our young ones, to the Power Ranger fandom, thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. What? To the man that started it all, JDF. And one other thing, I know you already said it, but to my brother, Raphael, I'm here for you, bro. We love you. And trust me, I know the pain. I don't know the sorrow, but I know the pain. You need anything from me, I'm always one call away. Remember that. And to anyone that lost family members, know you're not alone. No, it's hard now, but it gets easier.
Only in time, man.
Only in time. Thanks.
Yep.
And to one other thing.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry. Continue.
One other thing. I know we already said it, but this comes from me. Please give this beautiful woman right here a shout out. Please. Becky and Ray, my beautiful co-star. Little one and only Rachel, a.k.a. Rias.
Right. There is some other people we have interviewed. And that's Babu.
Steve Andorino.
Young Tommy.
Michael Argano, thank you.
And the Black Alien Ranger.
Alan Palmer. Corpus. Elijah, what you got?
All right. Sorry about that. My comms got a little distorted, but I'm back. I just wanted to give a big shout out and let you guys know that if you are content creators, anime lovers, if you're into Super Sentai, Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, anything of the sort, there's a wonderful community for you known as the Zioverse community, which is a partner community from the Zionizer podcast and the Multiverse Rangers podcast for you to go there, express your likes, your dislikes, your ideas, what have you, anything that you can come up with. It is on Discord, and it's called the Zioverse Community. And we love each and every one of you guys for putting up with our antics and for staying tuned in for as long as you have. So thank you for that.
And we thank you for the members that have joined as of recent.
Yes.
They are on our Discord server. Go check them out. The link, we'll leave the link in the Spotify episodes. Yep.
Can I just say one thing? There is a couple more shout outs, but
yes, there are.
There is Steve Cardenas.
Yep.
Zach.
Yep.
Walter Jones.
And we had, and plus we had a couple of special shout out, we had a special shout out for Zane, who's not here tonight. He had one from Danny DeGado, and who was the other one? Was it Steve Cardenas as well?
Yep, it was a duo. It was a duo shout out from the both of them.
We forgot one. It's still Black History Month. We're not giving out to Brandon J. McClary, and I also know it's Jack Vanders. He gave us a shout out too. Can't forget him.
No.
Okay, Bruce.
I'm about to say it took y'all long enough, but
I'll sure get to you, homie.
Then look, you know you gotta say the best for last, man. Also, biggest shout out, and this is the best one. This is to the fans. Y'all get the biggest shout out of all. So thank you for supporting us. That way we gave you more content.
There is one more.
Oh, my that too.
We'll make that two. We've already called one of them. One of them, we want to thank Hillary Shepherd, a.k.a. Debatox. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also want to thank these people. First and foremost, Stephanie Nadolny for doing the first ever Multiverse Rangers Dragon Ball Z crossover.
Yeah.
For the Zioverse community, their first
crossover crossover.
We want to thank the Xenizer podcast guys for joining us as well. Phenomenal _ Mikolo and Z1. Whoever was there from the Xenizer podcast.
It was phenomenal.
So we get them thank you very much.
Also, I want to say this to, it's not just how, I got one special shout out who always listens to this and is always a big fan of him, and that is Boyd Knight for Chrissy.
And she still gets starstruck every time.
Yes.
Never hit.
Yeah,
sure does.
So,
One more.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna give a special shout out. This is to the Xenaza podcast. Welcome back, Z3. Welcome back, buddy. Yes. He just recently came back. Welcome back, Z3. So the Xenaza at full strength again.
Xenaza cast us back at full strength. Welcome back, Jerry.
Let's go.
I got one that I don't think anybody has mentioned yet.
Go ahead.
I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Dubby, who have given us and who have supported us through our entire new endeavor. So thank you for that, Dubby. We love and appreciate you. And you have some delicious flavors over at www.dubby.gg.
Oh, and one more thing.
They're all coming out with more, so check them out, man.
One more thing. If you want any supplies from Dozer Studios, like the communicators, please look them up on their website. They're the product makers, not actual product. They do their own designs on the Rangers.
Merch. Yep.
Yes, they did Cosmic Comms. This is the Cosmic Fury versions of the Dino Comms. They have them in all the Cosmic Fury Ranger colors. I've seen these paint jobs. They're very nice. Go to dozer.studios. Check out that website. That's where you're going to go to get those beautiful Cosmic Comms. Because I have the DinoCom version, and let me tell you, it is awesome, very sturdy leather, nice.
So yes, Joseph, make this quick because we're about to go. So,
I also want to give a special shout out to all the Rangers at RangerStop who gave each member of this cast some sort of interaction over Skype for for our friend Alex down here, he had an interaction with Adam Tournament and
Blake and Hunter.
Chrissy here had an interaction with Void Knight.
There's one more thing I need to say before we go.
Go ahead.
No, finish. Finish your first.
We also have Princess Shayla, who gave an interaction to Elijah here. And then we also had Miss Hunter Dina, who gave a beautiful interaction with Rachel. I wanted to just say thank you for your time. Thank you for the interaction. Thank you for being those who we want to be like.
And what I wanted to say before we head out, there is one other person I want to give a shout out to and promote, actually. He's going to become a part of us as well in a sponsorship way. My oldest son, Jonathan, is a 3D printer and creates fantastic 3D print designs, 3D print statues, movable 3D print items, even 3D printed Power Ranger helmets. The only thing you gotta do. They're professionally painted. They're professionally painted, shellacked. It looks nice. I know our Multiverse Ranger Bruce here got one from him. He got the Ninja Storm Green Samurai.
Yeah, definitely.
That is an awesome helmet. If you go to my son's Facebook page, you'll find him. You find his name. His name is Jonathan Schneeberger on Facebook.
Right. Before we go, I want to say thanks to the cast. I want to thanks to Demi, to my co-producer, and everyone else in this cast. If it wasn't for the fans as well out there listening and that, we wouldn't be here today. So hopefully we will catch you in a, not next month, but in a month's time. We will be back in April.
But in the meantime, Rangers, we got action.
Yep. So, from me and from the Multiverse crew and from the Next Gen, we'll say good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening this from.
Yep.
May the power protect you. And we better morph out, guys. It's morphin' time.
Cosmo Backstage!
Great.